Service design, it's all in the brand, by Neil Maiden from City University London. We increasingly live in a service economy that depends on the design of everyday services that we often take for granted, such as banking, renting a car, and even paying our taxes. Service design has emerged as a human-centred approach that focuses on the customer experience and quality of service encountered as the key values of success. A service is delivered using touch points through which the customer interacts. They can differ widely, even in a single service, from a website feature to a receptionist's smile. Inevitably, customers, as people like you and me, will have requirements on these services, from overall service quality to the individual touch points with which they interact. This poses some new challenges for requirements analysts. A good example is airline flight booking. New internet-based technologies have radically changed this service. The passenger moves from using websites and digital boarding passes to receiving the welcome from the cabin crew upon entering the aircraft. Clearly, customers have requirements for a flight booking service. After all, it's why they choose to fly with certain airlines through preferred airports. So can we use traditional requirements techniques to acquire them all? I'm not sure, so let's look at what one service design method supports. Most service design methods emphasize understanding the customer, creative thinking, and building solutions quickly. Techniques commonly used in these methods include ethnographic studies, innovation workshops, and early low-fidelity prototyping. Many of the methods recognize the convergence of branding and innovation. One prototypical example is the brand-driven innovation process from the Delft University of Technology, which has been applied in applications ranging from chemical analysis to fashion and textile. The process has four phases: brand usability, innovation strategy, design strategy, and touchpoint orchestration. During brand usability, the team explores how consumers will interact with the brand in the future, not just with the systems or products. If designers are to use information about the brand, then they need to use techniques such as context mapping, ethnography, and cultural probes to capture sufficiently rich data about the brand and customers' interactions with it, as well as the customer's current activities and aspirations. These techniques contrast with the more traditional marketing techniques that focus, at least in simple terms, on asking customers what they like. During innovation strategy, a team explores different possible futures of the brand, with a focus on the brand as a relationship between service provider and consumer. A team projects this relationship into the future to discover touch points using creativity techniques such as scenario building and storyboarding. This contrasts with software engineering, in which we treat requirements as shared phenomena that relate a solution to its problem domain. During design strategy, the team seeks to evolve the future brand into a tangible consumer experience. The process supports concurrent design of how the brand looks and feels, what the product does, how the product is made, and what the product means. This concurrent focus on the sensorial, behavioral, functional, physical, and mental viewpoints on services contrasts markedly with the current requirements focus on the functional and goal-oriented, what the product should do and why it should do it. Brand design is so much more. Finally, during touchpoint orchestration, the team rolls out the service and its touchpoints, which are designed to convey their own version of the brand story. The focus is on harmony between touchpoints, in contrast to the focus in much requirements practice, which is on precision and consistency between specifications. All of this has implications for requirements practice. In software, we will deal with service design a lot, and emerging practices in service design have a lot of implications on requirements practices. One obvious one is that techniques for acquiring requirements must also acquire information about the brand and stakeholder perceptions of it. Analysts will need to use information-rich techniques like ethnography, observation, and cultural probes in ways that focus on the brand, its visuals and consumers' emotional responses to it, as well as current consumer behavior and context. Consumers are also likely to have new types of service requirements. Analysts will need new guidelines to discover and document requirements about the desired qualities of user experiences, emotional responses, and the forms of enjoyment reported. Furthermore, if we are to apply good engineering principles to service design, we must be able to argue that requirements on touch points, if achieved, can lead to the overall service requirements being achieved. Rich traceability and satisfaction arguments reported in previous columns will need to be extended to these new types of requirements. All of this begs more questions. What is harmony in service design? How can we analyse the qualities of two or more touch points to establish whether they're harmonious? Do we need to? Does the analysis of these types of requirements necessitate a different analysis approach to what we have at the moment, one that is more experiential? Of course, it's inevitable that if we view requirements through the prism of brand innovation, then we get new insights. Think about the brands important to you and then try to express what you want from them in terms of requirements with techniques that you use regularly. For me, important brands include Apple, I work with their products, Transport for London, I travel with their services and love how Transport defines this city, and Certain makes fast Fiats. Beautiful Italian design at a decent price. My requirements on these brands range from usability and reliability to pleasure and pride, and yes, even to social status. As Roy Schneider said in Jaws, we're going to need a bigger boat. To find out more about service design, read Thomas Lockwood's excellent design thinking book, and of course, read my next column, in which I describe how advanced storyboarding tools can communicate new services to clients and thereby improve them.